Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather in Israel today is quite pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys a mild afternoon with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is sunny and warm, perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Haifa, the temperatures are comfortable with a few scattered clouds in the sky. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the IDF struck Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut after rocket fire from Lebanon earlier today. Also, JNS states that the IDF targeted Beirut's Dahiya district in response to Hezbollah attacks, prompting 110 Israelis in the Upper Galilee to seek shelter. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Israel killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attack, who was identified as a commander in the elite Nukba force. Separately, I-24 News describes a deadly rampage during a shooting spree in central Israel, praised by Hamas as a response to Israeli actions in Gaza and the West Bank. And finally, according to JTA, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran promises a decisive response to Israel's actions in Dahiya. Raylan Givens, a commentator writing on X just now, echoed this sentiment, calling for a painful response to the Zionist regime. Iris, another commentator, emphasized the threat, urging vigilance over the skies of the occupied territories tonight. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike on Beirut. This marks the first such action since the ceasefire understandings in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Israel notified Washington before the strike, which targeted empty Hezbollah buildings in Dahiya. This development heightens tensions in the region, with potential implications for future ceasefire negotiations. Turning to the killing of the Hamas terrorist, the Times of Israel identifies the individual as Sakhar Abu Karim, a commander in the Nukba force. He was involved in the attack on the Kisufim area earlier this month. This action is seen as part of Israel's broader strategy to dismantle Hamas leadership. The region watches closely for any retaliatory measures. Meanwhile, the shooting spree in central Israel has intensified an already volatile situation. I-24 News indicates that Hamas called this attack heroic, framing it as a response to Israeli military operations. This rhetoric fuels ongoing hostilities, complicating peace efforts in the area. On the diplomatic front, Hezbollah's rejection of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire, as reported by JTA, adds another layer of complexity. The U.S. House's recent vote to constrain the president's war powers on Iran might influence future diplomatic engagements. The international community remains vigilant, assessing the potential for escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that the Bank of Israel has purchased $800 million in foreign exchange interventions, responding to increased shekel volatility. Separately, according to Globes, Samad Holdings has filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. This follows reports of the owners depleting the company's cash reserves. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a UAE initiative on textile waste, testing the viability of circular fashion. This move, though focused on the UAE, signals a growing regional interest in sustainable practices. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.